October 22nd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each nation has been given natural resources, which if used and shared with holy love, will prosper the nation adequately. Leadership, on the other hand, is not used as I would have it. I raise up leaders in every country as worthy leaders to be followed. It is man's free will which interferes and misguides the resource of leaders I give. Ambitious pride sets one leader against another, corrupting the rights of the people and the righteous goals I try to inspire. Acceptance of corrupt goals is how morals become compromised. It is every soul's responsibility to pray for just and honest leadership worldwide. Do not complacently accept laws which embrace sin. Hold your leaders responsible for any action or inaction which leads to moral degeneration. My commandments are, and always will be, above the laws of man. A note is given to read Revelation chapter 3, 1 through 6. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the name of being alive, and you are dead. Awake, and strengthen what remains and is on the point of death, for I have not found your works perfect in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep that and repent. If you will not awake, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who conquers shall be clothed like them in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.